Hey guys, this is Naeem, and you've reached the Mosaic Church podcast. So excited that you're part of our listening community, and I'd love for you to be even more connected. So check out our website. There's more content there, and there's more opportunities for you to get connected in our ministries and events as well. Also, love for you to share this content. If this is blessed to you, I know that God wants to use you to bless other people with it. So share this podcast, if you will. Lastly, would you consider supporting this ministry? This is made possible by other people's generosity, and I'd love for you to pay it forward. Join us to reclaim the message and the movement of Jesus together. So would you consider giving to this ministry? I know that God is able to do immeasurably more through us when we come together. Thank you so much. God bless you and enjoy.
Good morning. Yes, it's time to protect your peace. Well, just about time. It's almost time. Let me explain. Okay. So here's the thing. Last week I said, hey, we're going to start a brand new series called Protect Your Peace this Sunday. And those of you who are like, yes, I'm going to be here. Yes, let's do this. Sorry. Here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to go back to and do one more installment of the previous series that we did called Almost True. So we're almost starting a new series. And some of you guys are like, why are we doing this? It's one of those idioms, the phrases that we've been doing that I need to cover. I need to cover this phrase because the phrases we have been covering have been so good. And I was like, you know, we're done. I think we're done. But then something happened. I'll explain. So here's the deal. Is that cool? We're going to do this next week. All right. And so can we just kind of roll the tape and play the other video? Is that possible, guys? Okay. Yes. Pretty sure there's no tape involved, but yes, thank you guys for that. Okay, the phrase I want to talk about is this phrase. You've heard it. You've heard this, okay? This idea of, if have you ever heard it or said it? I'm going to live my truth. I'm going to speak my truth. Now, this is a phrase that's come up in the last 5 or 10 years. It wasn't a thing. But it's become a thing, and I love it. I love the idea of it. I tell you why, because we don't need to live and pretend that everybody's history, everybody's experience is the same. We don't need to do that, and nor do we need to treat people like that. And so for me, I mean, I might like look like a guy who just kind of looks like everybody else, you know? But I have a background, I have a history. Right? So I'm an immigrant. I came here when I was 18 years old, had to learn the language, know a few others. It was a very different experience for me the first 10 years of being in the U.S. because I was trying to get citizenship. I was trying to get a green card. Then all kinds of things. I was trying to get an asylum from the government and all that. So it doesn't matter. I have to remember it. Like, I got to live my life. And that is, I don't have to judge and look around and compete and say, you know what, why am I here in life? Because it's not about where you are in life. It's about how far you've come, what you've gone through to get where you are. So you and I need to live our truth. We need to do that. Definitely. We need to live our truth. We need to speak our truth. We need to do that. But I believe God's calling us to more. In fact, God was calling me to more because He woke me up at 2 a.m. Now, full disclosure, my stomach and my bladder wakes me up as well at 2 a.m. They do. Okay, but this time I kind of felt it was God, and it was like I kind of felt like it was like He gave me a phrase, or basically He questioned something. There was like a conversation in my mind, and the conversation was basically, Naeem, it was generally this idea of, Naeem, are you really generous, or do you just think you're generous? And in my head, I was like, what's going on here? And so I got up. I did listen to my stomach and my bladder, but. And then I listened to God, and I was like, what are you talking about? Because I kind of felt like God was saying, I'm not quite sure if you're really generous. Because I think you always give out of your abundance. Now, it doesn't make sense to you guys. Let me tell you why. Because this conversation was a private one. Because during the day, that day, I had a conversation. I was kind of talking out loud to God. And I was like, you know, just talking about the fact that I wish I had more money. I wish Mosaic had more money so we could give more money away. That was the idea. Here's why. Because we were in a budget meeting talking about the possibility of what we're going to do with the money that we have this coming year, the stuff that's budgeted. And we thought, you know what? We definitely have money that we've budgeted to throw a party. Now, you guys are like, seriously, churches are throwing parties? So here's the deal, okay? We have people, we call them mosaic makers. They give, they serve, and they spend so many hours, and they give so much. And what we all like to do, and we've been doing for the last, I don't know, 18 years, we throw a party. We just kind of go, hey, but it takes a little bit of money to throw a party, you know what I'm saying, for hundreds of people. And so we have several thousand dollars budgeted for that. And we're like, we just spend it on our volunteers, and it's great. It's like a gala. We do a gala. It's fancy sometimes. And we thought, we're going to do it. And then we realized that there was, during our budget, we were like, you know what? We need to give to other causes out there. We need to give to the stuff that's happened in the hurricane. And Mike, Pastor Mike was going, taking a trip with people. Some of you guys went. That was so awesome. Some of the kids went as well to come and go and serve. But there's a guy there in Asheville. He's a pastor, a friend of mine, and just talking with him, interacting with him, you know, he's got people who are giving so much stuff for him to give away. Okay, giving, he's getting stuff from all kinds of people to give away. The problem is he has a church and he has staff. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but business, and if you are a staff person, if you have staff people, you got to pay them apparently. Apparently you got to pay them and you got bills. And so the money for the bills come in from people tithing. That's what tithing does. It pays and then it allows people to earn a living. So as I was talking to him, I was like, man, I wish Mosaic had more money that we could just give him more money just for him to pay the bills. Because no one likes to give money to pay bills. Other people's bills or our own. You know what I'm saying? That's true. It's a fact. So I texted him and I was like, hey man, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna give our budget. I mean, I didn't tell him that. I just said, hey man, I'm gonna give you several thousands of dollars. Spend on your bills. Just spend on your bills. Okay? And here's what happened. What happened is that we were like, you know what? We don't have enough money. And then Ashley, my wife, was like, hey, listen, why don't we not do the party, take that money and give it to the church? And I was like, that's terrible. No, stop clapping for her. I wanted a party. Who is still favored for the party? Like, I want a party. And she was like, no, we should do that. I'm like, let's pray about that. Jesus, do you really want us to not do that? You know, so we did it. Yeah, we sent the money to him. And that's when I started thinking about, like, man, I wish I had more. So I would what? Give more. And then I thought that, right? I was thinking that. And that's what happens. When you see, when you think thoughts like that, you get woken up in the middle of the night by God correcting you. And God was like, hey, let me just tell you. I know your truth is this, but I'm inviting you to something else. See, my truth is I'm a generous person. I don't know about you. You have some truth. I'm going to speak my truth. Can I do that? Yeah. I'm a generous person. I'm super generous. Yeah, I give all my time. You know, the amount of people I have sat with that I do not want to sit with is amazing. Okay, some of you guys are like, was it me? Is it me? Is it me? No, it's not. Okay, it's not. But there's so many people that I've given my energy to, my time to, my money to. I've given money to people that I'm like, I don't want to give you money because you don't know how to spend it. Have you ever been there? Yes. I'm like, this is the dumb thing for me to do, to give you money because you are the worst at this money situation. And I just felt like God said, just give it. I'm like, but it's my money. And he's like, it's my money. I was like, well, you're incompetent because you're giving your money to this person who's going to blow it away. But I thought, my truth is, I am a generous person. And we all have truths. And God was saying, you know what? Naeem, I don't think the giving out of your abundance, giving out of your surplus, giving when you have, makes you generous. In fact, giving out of your lack makes you generous. And I was like, what kind of nonsense is that? What does that mean? And so I was reminded about this story where Jesus shows up at the temple with his disciples. And he notices a rich guy putting in some money, okay, a lot of it. And then he notices a widow put in some money. And he brings the disciples over and he says this. So what does he say to them? He says, Jesus tells them, he's like, hey, I tell you the truth. The poor widow, this lady that you saw, she's a widow. I know this, you wouldn't know that. I know stuff. This widow gave more than all those what? Rich people. And I'm sure that Peter's like, ha, 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 not quite sure, Jesus. I'm not quite sure if you know, but he gave a lot of money. A lot. And this lady gave like 2 coins or something. I'm not quite sure if you know numbers. Judas is probably like, I'm the money guy. I understand this stuff. Okay, definitely not. I don't know about your truth, God, Jesus, but our truth is, no, that didn't happen. But Jesus was inviting them into something else. He's like, I know your truth. I know your world. And you can either live in your world or you can enter into my reality. You can live your truth or live in my reality. And here's where he says, my reality is this. They, the rich people, they gave only what they did not need. Out of surplus, abundance. They gave stuff they did not even miss. But this woman, let me tell you, this woman is very poor. And she gave what? All she had. She gave all she had to what? Live on. Those people who gave, it affected their bank account. When she gave, it affected her life. She gave out of her lack and it affected her. When she gave, it transformed her. It did something. It did something. And basically what Jesus was saying is when she gave, she invited me in to her life. She invited me in, she stepped into my reality. Now, this isn't making sense until you look at the teachings of Jesus, because he talks about this idea of giving, and I'm talking about giving of out of our lack, and it's not just money, because there are several things, not just one thing, there's several things in life that are limited. For example, I'll name you 3 big ones. Money, limited. Great. Let's confirm that. How many of you would like more money? Yes. Yes. For those of you who are not putting your hands up, you're either wearing a costume or you're lying. Okay. Okay. Number 2, limited, energy. Energy is limited. How many of you would just like a little bit more energy? Right. What's another thing that's limited? Let's see. You got time. Time is what? Limited. Have you ever thought, I don't have time for this? Okay, this morning you said it. They didn't listen. Okay, you're still late. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? What's happening? You're limited. And what Jesus is saying is, I want you to live a life that is very generous, and I want you to give out of your lack and give out of stuff that is limited. Don't give out of things that is in fact a lack, a scarcity of. Which is energy, emotional, mental, spiritual energy. Time, which is your calendar, your schedule. Give out of that. Make room for that. Make time for that. He says, I want you to give out of the lack of finances that you have. Because we all have finances. We all have financial issues. Like, for example, let's just be honest here. How many of us, you pay a bill or something? You pay a bill. Do I pay a bill? Am I the only one? No. We pay bills. Some of you guys like, maybe. Okay. How about this? We all pay taxes. Please say yes. For the love. Yeah. Pay taxes. You're right. Anybody got any debt? You're like, I'm not admitting to that. Okay. We all got debt. We all got bills. We all got that. We all have a scarcity when it comes to money. And yet God's calling us to be generous out of that. So, how does he kind of talk about it? Well, in Luke, he talks about this, and it is so, honestly, it is so challenging and it's so bothersome. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever read something in scripture and you're like, this bothers me because I was so good before I read it? You know what I'm saying? It's like documentaries. You lived your own life. You had a beautiful life. Then you watch a documentary and it ruins everything. It ruins everything. You're not eating chicken anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you watch that documentary. Okay? So verses like this will mess you up. Because this is Jesus inviting us not just to live our own truth, but to enter into his world, live his truth. So he starts talking about love. So he says in Luke 6, he says, let me ask you something. He says, if you love only people who love you, why should you, help me out with this, why should you what? Let's say it out a little bit louder. Receive a what? Now say it like you mean it. Okay, receive a blessing. Why should you? And then he says, even what? Sinners. Sinners. Even sinners love those who love them. Even sinners. He's basically like, hey, listen. Even Republicans love those who are Republicans. Even Democrats love those who are Democrats. Okay? Same people love each other. Everybody loves a person who is easy to what? Love, who's just like them. Hey, but then he says this, right? Why should you receive a blessing? To which I would say, because you're God and you love people and you're generous, so I need one. You got some extra? I need a blessing. Then Jesus keeps on talking. He says, okay, hold on, also. And if let me ask you this question. And if you do good, if you do good to only those who do good to you, why should you what? Receive a what? Why should you receive a blessing even what? Sinners do that. Why are you bringing up sinners? I'm sure the people in there going, why are you calling me out? Like, why are you doing that? And then he goes on. He says, oh, yeah. And also, one more question. He says, if you lend to those from whom you hope to get back, why should you what? Receive a? Why should you receive a blessing? And then he says, even what? Sinners lend to what? Sinners. They got a whole small group. Okay? They do it. They're doing this. Okay? To get back the same amount. They're doing that. So what is Jesus saying there? Now, if you look at other translations, if you look at other Bible references and you understand what he's trying to say, he's basically saying this. Because he says, you know, doesn't that give you a credit? Is it so important? Is it a big deal? But what he's really saying is this. He says, to love people who love you, who are easy to love, you don't need me. To do good to people who do good to you, you don't what? Need me. To lend to people who will pay you back with more or same amount, you don't need me. You don't need a blessing. You don't need me to step in. You don't need me to do anything because you're doing whatever the people do. And he says, even people who are sinners or even people who are not really religious, people who are not church people, people who are like, you know what, I don't know what I believe. This is ordinary good human beings. Ordinary good human beings do that. They give out of their abundance, because there are people in their lives they have abundant love for, and guess what? Why? Because why is there a surplus? Because guess what? They're two the same, and they have so much surplus, and no one's dragging them down. No one's sucking the life out of them. But when you try to love someone who sucks the life out of you, there is none left to suck out. He's like, that's a lack. That's a lack. When you start loving people who don't love you, who are not lovable, if you start doing good to people who are not good to you, when you start lending to people who cannot pay you back, that is when you need a blessing. That is when you need me. That's when you need me. So then he says this. He says, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, do this. Because to move in from like this, space from, you know, living your truth to entering into God's reality. Let me tell you, if you want to live my reality, here's what I want you to do. If you want to experience me, if you want to step into where I am, I want you to do this. I want you to love your, what's the word? Your what? Enemies. Enemies. Oh my gosh. You know how hard it is to run. If you are a Republican, you know how hard it is to love a Democrat? Talk to a Democrat? You need supernatural power and therapy. You need all of that. If you're the opposite, you know what I'm saying? If you are a Democrat, you know how hard it is to love someone who is a Republican? You need supernatural power and alcohol. You know what I'm saying? You need all that stuff. It is so hard. It is so tough. You know people like this. You know people who you're like, I can't even be in that conversation with you. You are insane. You are insane. Or you're insufferable. There's only two categories right now. You can't. And here's the beautiful thing about this. They're in your family. And guess what's coming? Hello? Thanksgiving. So much to be thankful for. So many things. Yeah, Thanksgiving is coming. Winter is coming. It's happening. It's happening. It's going to happen. Yeah, yeah. So he says this. He says, love your enemies and do good to them. Lend and expect nothing back. And he says, then you will receive a great reward. And he explains what that is. He says, then you tap into a blessing. Then you invite me in. Then you open the door for me. If you do these things, if you give your time and money, even though you don't have enough emotions, you know, left, if you have bills to pay, if you start doing these things, you invite me in, and if you do that, the reward you are going to get, the blessing you're going to get, is you're going to be the children of the what? The Most High. You are going to act like me. You are going to look like me. You are going to look like my kids. You're going to look like my kids. People are going to be like, oh, you're with them. Or you're his. If you do that, you're going to look like them. You're going to be children of God. You're like, have you ever wanted to disown your kid? Anybody? Come on. Come on now. Yes. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever wanted to disown your parent? Yes. You're like, I am nothing like that. I am so good. I'm living my truth. They're living lies. Yes. We don't want to be associated. And he says, hey, if you do this, people are going to associate you with me. People are going to associate you with me. Because it takes supernatural stuff to do what I'm calling you to do. Supernatural. Supernatural. He says, for God, He is good to the ungrateful. Have you ever met an ungrateful person? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Just, you can take bad BO, but ungratefulness? See what I'm saying? You're like, what? And then the wicked, he's like, he does good to the wicked. So then he says, hey, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to give. I want you to give to others. Give to others. And what I mean by give, he says, I'm not talking about money, just money. I'm talking about love, goodness. In fact, in that passage, he talks about judgment and condemnation. He talks about all kinds of things. It's like, and forgiveness. He says, I want you to give out of your lack. When you think you don't have enough, when you think you don't have enough, I want you to be generous. I want you to give. I want you to give that to a point where it makes a difference in your life. It challenges you. I want you to do that. I want you to do that. Because if you don't, again, you don't need me. So I want you to give. And guess what? God will give to you. He'll give to you. And he says, indeed, you will receive a what? Full measure, a generous helping poured into your hands that you cannot hold. Now, crazy enough, my first two jobs in Kuwait, I worked with Filipinos, okay? And loved Filipinos, learned some of the language and all that. And it was really interesting to, you know, because I like cultures and I remember sitting there because I worked in a restaurant and there was this cook and I was watching him prepare his stuff. And I just noticed some similarities between this cook, this Filipino guy, and my mom, okay, who's Pakistani. Very different, okay? They don't measure anything. It seemed like they didn't measure anything. When they cook, they don't measure anything. They don't measure anything. I don't know. Is it also true in other contexts, right? Okay. I don't want to say it's like an Eastern thing and Western people like to measure everything. But Middle Eastern people or Western people, or I'm sorry, Eastern people, they're just like a pinch of that and a thing, and this and that. In fact, I tried to write down my mom's recipes. Yes. Yes. I know what you're talking, right? I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, you got to put us something. Like, how much of this? How much of it? She's like, Like, mom, that's your finger. Like, I don't even know what a pinch is. This is my finger. What is it? It's like, I don't know. There's no measurement. But I do know when she oversaw something. I do know. I'm like, mom, did you try this? She's like, no, I'm fasting. This is Ramadan, Naeem. I'm still Muslim. I'm like, okay, live your truth. But I'm just saying, we're eating this stuff. So stop. Like, don't do that. So what's interesting is I find myself having issues with measurement, okay? So I honestly, I don't, because numbers and I have dyscalculia, and it's a thing, okay? And so when people say, you know, this recipe requires one fourth, okay? Or half is what, 1/2, right? Okay, 1/4 is what? 1/4. But in my mind, I'm like, well, 4 is more. Hey, stop laughing. I'm telling you, okay? Peter, I'm just thinking. My mind says, you got to put more in there. He's like, no, it's 1/4. You got to put 4 more. No, it's less. I'm like, these Westerners, like, what are you doing? Like, and what is 1/5? Is that a thing? Apparently it's a thing. It's whatever, okay? I don't care. So what I realize is I'm not good at measurement, but here's what God is saying when it comes to this, okay? He says this. He says, I'm going to give you a generous portion, right? Because he says this. He says, here's the deal. The measure you use for others is the one God will use for you. Like, if you use this, and you give out of your lack of resources, the time and money, if you give out of this, God's going to use this. That's how it's going to work. And the reason is not that God's like this rule guy and who sits back and goes, oh, I'm just going to treat you like that. God is not like, I'm the inventor of karma and I'm going to do this. No. He's like, if you do this, you invite me in. Because you're giving this much out of your lack, you invite me in. And if you invite me in out of this, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a measure that you, it's going to be more than this. It's going to be a full measure and it's going to be more than you need in life. And you're supernaturally going to have more time. You're supernaturally going to have more strength and energy because you've been giving out of your lack. You are going to find miracles financially. You're going to have, and I've seen this all my life. I've seen people tell stories of how they gave and they've got checks given to them and things happen and this and that. And some of you guys have stories. He says, let me just tell you, I'll give you a full measure. But I want you to know, you got to know what you're going to, how much you're going to give by yourself. He says, if you use this, God's going to use this. But you cannot expect, God is saying, expect you to use this and expect more. So if you use this your whole life and go, I'm generous. If you do this, you're going to get this back. But if you are doing this and praying for that, then it's messed up. It's not going to work. And I just want you to know it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And what God is basically saying is, hey, guys, I want you to use this. I want you to use this because here's the problem. You see, when you use this, it makes sense because you have this much. You have limited amount of resources, time, and energy. He says, if you use this, and if you, this is your story. This is your reality. This is how much you have. This is, I get it. He says, but if you live your truth, you limit yourself to you. You limit yourself to you because it is your truth and it's real. It's your reality. But if you don't live your truth but enter into His reality, if you live His truth, you unlock the possibilities of God in you. You invite Him in because you can't do this without Him. You can do this all day long without him. He says, you don't need a blessing. You don't need me. And so what God's calling us to is calling us to a life that says, invite me in. I want to help. I want to give you a life that is poured out. But it's not going to happen because you are sincerely praying about it. It's going to happen when you act from a place of lack. When you give, when you give your whole life, when your posture in life is that you give out of lack, scarcity, when you give out of weakness, hear me, out of weakness, when you give out of weakness, and when you give out of risk and uncertainty, when you give out of that, God says, when you start doing like that, those kinds of things, I call it great faith. That is what faith is. And when you and I exercise great faith, he says, the measure of your faith, it'll be granted to you. When you step out in weakness, when you step out in lack, when you step out in scarcity, when you step out in spite of all those things, God says, I will do it. But if you are not going to risk, you don't need me. You don't need me to, in one sense, if you know the story, to stay in the boat. You just need me to walk on water. And you don't want to walk on water. But you're praying for that you can walk on water. But you got to do this. You got to do this. So what if you and I are called to not just live our truth, but live into his reality? Because when we do, we meet a God that says, I want to help you, but I want to feel needed. You don't need a blessing unless you do, unless you live my reality. So let's try that. Let's live a life like that and say, God, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to give out of my lack, out of my scarcity, out of my anxiety, out of risk. I'm going to do that because I'm going to exercise my faith, because I believe that you are able to provide more than I can ever need, and you're able to do miracles. And man, I haven't seen a miracle in so long, God. Well, then let's step out and see what God does. Can I pray for you? Let's stand together. Let's close our eyes for a minute. And if you don't mind, let's do this. Let's put our hands together like you're like just together in front of you. And these hands in front of you are basically representing the stuff that you have, your world, your reality, your life. It's what you have. It's all of you. It's your fears, but also your accomplishments. It's the resources that you have that's in abundance, and even some of the things that you don't have, maybe a peace of mind or direction in life. It's all those things. It might be great talent that you have, but maybe you're just not in a great relationship right now. All of these things that represents the space in your hand right now. And the space in this hand needs God. The space in this hand in front of you needs God's blessing. It needs to be invited in. So God, I pray that we would give it all to you. And all means so many different things to so many of us. But we would give it all to you and see you move in a way that only makes sense in your world, because it is beyond our world. God, would you speak to us and help us respond in your name? Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Mosaic Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more audio and video content, visit us at mosaicchurch.tv.